每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月8日，遭难蒙福。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。马可福音10章45节。我们的儿子葛福林曾经花了好几天的时间在南中国海寻找救援逃离越南的难民。在船上，大副何杰米告诉他，就在一个礼拜之前，一艘船遭到海盗洗劫，海盗们烧杀抢掠，无恶不作。在救援船只到来之前，海盗撞击小船，毁灭证据，逃之夭夭。首先，伤者必须得到照顾，然后被救者需要吃饭、洗澡、休息。后来，他们听到了福音，听到了耶稣和神的爱。船上有一位好几个孩子的母亲，目睹她的宝宝不幸去世，除了把小小的尸体放入水中，亲眼看着他飘走以外，别无选择。几天以后，另一个孩子也死了。做母亲的又一次眼睁睁地看着孩子的小尸体飘向大海。杰米看着福林，他的眼睛因疲惫不堪而暗淡无光。他说，这个母亲经历了这么多，如果我还没有把福音传给她，那我到底在做什么呢？神可以使用一个灵里敏锐的基督徒，成为那经历患难和痛苦之人的祝福。圣经也为安慰者提供了属灵的指导和帮助。有人说过，经历许多苦难也是一种恩赐，犹如懂得多种语言，可以帮助更多的人。神啊，求你帮助我积极地面对一切的苦难，知道我是被你所使用的。让我们一起祷告。主啊，求你帮助我，让我所经历的苦难成为你的荣耀，成为别人的安慰，让痛苦变为喜乐。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 8th, Sensitive to Suffering. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45.Our son Franklin spent some days on a boat in the South China Sea searching for boat people fleeing the oppressive regime in Vietnam. On board, Ha Jimmy, the first mate, told him that only a week before they had rescued such a boat, it had been boarded by pirates, passengers robbed, women raped, others wounded.The pirate ship was ramming the smaller boat to destroy all evidence when the rescue ship appeared and they fled. First, the wounded had to be tended to. Then the rescued needed to be fed, bathed, and allowed to rest. Later, they were told of Jesus and his love. One mother on board with several small children saw her baby die.There was nothing to do but put the tiny body overboard. watch it float away. A few days later, the next child died. Once more, the mother had to watch the little body floating away into the sea. Ha Jimmy looked at Franklin, his eyes dark with fatigue, and asked, "Franklin, after all she had been through, if I hadn't given her Jesus, what had I really done for her?" God used a sensitive Christian to be a rich blessing in the life of one who knows pain and sorrow. Scripture provides guidelines for those who are in a position to help someone suffering. Someone has said, "To have suffered much is like knowing many languages. It gives the sufferer access to many more people." Lord, help me to use any suffering I might be called upon to endure in that positive fashion. Let us pray. Father, help me to use my suffering to the end that you be glorified, that others be comforted, and that the suffering will turn to joy. In Jesus' name, amen.